This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's apartment building boom is fading, and that slowdown extends to some affordable housing. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The state's builders outpaced the national average for using a federal tax break program to build affordable apartments during the past 10 years. That's according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. But Colorado builders are struggling to fill a glut of new apartments. That's led to a drop in new construction for all kinds of multifamily buildings, including the affordable units, Kansas City Fed data shows. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
At the state capitol, a pair of bills that would tighten Colorado's gun regulations have cleared key votes. One bill would crack down on 3D printed firearms called ghost guns. It would make it illegal to 3D print any gun and certain gun parts. It would also ban the digital code that programs printers to make gun parts. The measure passed the House and will now move through the Senate. The other bill would create new rules around firearm barrels, requiring barrels to be sold by a licensed dealer in person to buyers who can legally purchase guns. That bill passed the Senate and is now headed to the House for further consideration. The number of Coloradans hospitalized with the respiratory virus RSV climbed again over this past week. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
325 people, mostly children, are hospitalized with RSV, according to the state health department. RSV and flu are both recording a double-digit positivity rate, meaning more than 1 in 10 tests for those viruses are coming up positive. Both are also being detected in most of the utilities testing for them in wastewater. Health officials and doctors say it's not too late to get a vaccine for RSV or flu. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more news at CPR.org. Also, in the Lookout newsletter and in the Denverite daily news newsletter from CPR News.